Begin the Karan Dav Masech the Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches. We begin the Amud Alf. Begin with Tezid Dibay Masel. Tezid begins the words of the Gemara. Shachach Keder Al Gabi Kira. Someone forgets a pot on a Kira stove. Bishlo B'Shabbos and the cooks in Shabbos. Ma, what's the halacha? Tezid comes to explain what's exactly the Gemara's question. That is, the Gemara had brought a question from Chibur Abba. Someone forgets a, like the Tezid Dibay Masel saying, a pot on the Kira stove and the cooks in Shabbos. What's the halacha? So what's bothering Tezid is that the question of the Gemara makes it sound like that it's forbidden. And the whole question is, after the fact, what's the halacha with the cooked dish? The problem with that is that we rule like Hananya, who says, you're allowed to do shehiyah, even like a tchilo, even on a kira that's not garf or katim, even if it is, let's say, no blech. So Tais explains, avagav de kam like Hananya, although we rule like Hananya, but hacha, bai, we could even say the questions, even according to Hananya. Here the question is, b'dilei bosha, kamayach ben drusay, when it's not even cooked, a third of it cooked, demayde b'chananya, that Hananya agrees that you're not allowed to initially do shehiyah, and that's the question, after the fact, if it was forgotten. Or inami, another answer is, the question could even be regarding a raw pot of meat, which that the question is regarding the halachic status. Now, as Taisa explains, although the Gemara tells by raw pot of meat, that we see the halacha is that you're allowed to do shehiyah. So what's the question? So how could you say what would be the halacha after the fact if you're allowed to do shehiyah over there? That's specifically by a tanner oven, which has a lot of heat. Because without raking the coals, it's going to cook until tomorrow. We don't have to be concerned because tonight's not going to be edible. And by tomorrow, it's going to cook. So when would you ever come to be mechatar gehal? Regarding the kira stove, the shol ba'avir, where it's not so heated and it's more ventilated. So also then it's going to be forbidden, because then you do have to be concerned that maybe he might rake the coals to make it cook faster, because maybe without chit it's not going to cook even for the Shabbos afternoon meal. And therefore, in such a situation, Chanan initially does not allow shehiyah on the cure that's not garf, unless it's cooked kamechem in the soil. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question. If one forgot by mistake and did do shehiyah, what would the halacha be? And again, therefore, we could interpret the Gemara's question, even the halacha, the way Taisa rules, like Chanan. Next, Taisa Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, but here, where he didn't do an action, maybe b'meizid nami yechel, that even when he does it deliberately, that one could still eat it. There's Taisa to explain that essentially the Gemara could have asked from the Braisa on this teretz, where the Gemara brought the question from Rechi Bar Abba to resolve the question that the Gemara had brought, which regarding if someone leaves a pot on the kira and the cooks in Shabbos. So the tavshil is permitted to eat, even if you left it deliberately, and that is why we look in the brisa that says that if someone cooks, that b'meizi not allowed to eat it. Also, that the Gemara differentiates over there. Someone did an action be a dime, but over here because we said loishna, we said what does loishna mean? So here we could say that here it doesn't make a difference, even if it was left b'meizi from before Shabbos, where here no action was done, as the Taisa of Maskel is saying. Therefore, it's going to be permitted to eat. But on that, as Taisa is tame, it's a wonder, because the Amman Perakam, the Gemara says in the first Perak, Loitamali Isha Kedera Sosis Bechul, a woman's not allowed to fill up a pot with these types of lupines, these beans, these legumes, which have to cook for a long time, and to put into the oven Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark, it's forbidden, etc. Bimnasna, and if let's say she did put it in, and the fish finished the cooking on Shabbos, L'matzah Shabbos Asur Mechle Shiyasu. So Matzah Shabbos, we penalize you have to wait for the amount of time that it would take to cook it on Matzah Shabbos, so that one does not have benefit from something that was done forbidden on Shabbos. But one thing we see is that even though no action was done over here, still we make a gzera that you're not allowed to eat on Matzah Shabbos. So that refutes this opinion of Reb Chiya Bar Abba. So it says, Yishleme, you're right. What you could say is, Debalav Hochi, Parch Shabbos, Mebraisa Demaisi. Anyway, the Gemara has a good question from the Braisa that's brought, where we see explicitly that if someone forgets a pot and it cooks b'meizid, then you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, it doesn't ask from this other Braisa in the first pack, but you're right, we could have asked from there too, that you see that even when you don't do a maisa, that still, if it's done b'meizid, that you're not allowed to eat it. Continuing next, Tais, the Maskel Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that we could answer and say, Kan Koyd Mizeri B'chulu, which Tais comes to explain, why doesn't the Gemara answer that the Braisa is talking about when it was cooked Kamaichel Ben Drisoy? And there's the Gemara Bar Braisa to resolve from it the question that if a person leaves a pot on the kira that's not garuf, are we more stringent, like the way Rav Nachman said it, because he's not going to come to be crafty and do it b'mezid? I mean, it's to prevent that, where he might be marim, unlike Bishul? Or are we more lenient the way Rabbi Mbisa said it, because no, you didn't do an action like we said in the previous tesis? Because we brought in the Brisa that if someone forgot a pot on the oven b'shoigig and the cooks on Shabbos, so you're allowed to eat it. Seemingly, that's not like Rav Nachman, where he says that even b'shoigig we're stringent, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says no. We understand Rav Nachman Yitzchak is not difficult, because here in the Brisa is talking about by mistake that you're allowed to eat it before the gzera. The b'mezi you're not allowed to, but b'shoigig they didn't make the gzera yet on those who forgot it. Whereas the Chibur Abba that says that even by B'shoigig it's going to be forbidden, that's talking about after the Gezera, where they made the Gezera on those who forgot that they shouldn't be able to eat it. That's how the Gemara resolves that, according to that opinion. On that, Tamil Reed, the Reed wonders, lame, but what I mean, you could have a different resolution. You could say Tavayu Kodin Gezera. You don't have to say one's before the Gezera, one's after. You could say both are that it's talking about where is before the Gezera was done. So then, V'hodishar b'brais ha'shoigig. But when did the Brisa say that if you left it on by mistake, it's going to be permitted? That's when it was cooked, at least kamaychel ben drusoi. And therefore, that's how we say that that's permitted if it's at least cooked kamaychel ben drusoi. Rav Nachman Iyer, but leib basher kamaychel ben drusoi. Rav Nachman was told where it wasn't cooked even kamaychel ben drusoi. It appears, like we explained, as Tosfos had previously said, that Rav Chiya is talking about when it wasn't cooked kamaychel ben drusoi. And therefore, even before the gzera, they were stringent. So why don't you just say one's Kamaychel ben Nesoy and one wasn't? So the Tizra ben Tamer, Ben Tamer answers, because the Bishla b'Shabbos mashma, by the wording that's used in the Brisa, it says it cooked on Shabbos, sounds like Shlohoysa koydim lachen klamu b'shalas, that before it wasn't cooked at all. Therefore you cannot say, oh, that the Brisa says permitted b'shalagig, it was told about when it was already cooked Kamaychel ben Nesoy, because it sounds like it wasn't cooked at all. Moreover, says Tizra, also the Gemara didn't want to say that Rav Nachman that says it's forbidden according to Reb Chiya, even if you forgot it b'shoigig on the stove, sabak Reb Yehuda, that, oh, it's because he holds like Reb Yehuda. The asa tops of a bishul called tzarka, that he says, yeah, cooked dish is forbidden, even if it's fully cooked. And a koshkin leibishul, I'm sure when it wasn't cooked, and therefore, yeah, it's asa even b'dieved, but the bride's going like Reb Meir, who says that it's permitted b'dieved, a cooked dish that was fully cooked, and therefore it's mutter. Why can't he say that that's the resolution to the contradiction? That's the taste is no. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say this, Mashem the Dilma Rabbi Yehuda le'Ariel b'meiz, because who said you could say such an answer? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says forbidden when you do it deliberately. B'shoigig, but here we're talking about when it was done by mistake, maybe Meidler may, maybe Grister may, the Sharia fill like Bishul called Tzarka, that's permitted even if it wasn't fully cooked. And therefore, that wasn't an option for the Gemara to say to resolve the contradiction from the Brisa. So Taisus had a question. Why didn't the Gemara answer that both of them are talking about before the Gezerah and the Brisa that says permitted where, if it was done by mistake, it's talking about when it's Kamaychel ben Drusoy, but Rav Nachman and his interpretation of Rav Chiya's halacha was when it wasn't cooked Kamaychel ben Drusoy. So Rav Ben Tam answers, because the wording of the Braisa that it was cooked on Shabbos sounds like that it wasn't cooked at all before, not like the way we were trying to say that it was Kamaychel ben Drusoy, and therefore that's why they said it's permitted. But additionally, Taisus wonders that, so why didn't they say Rav Nachman was like a Behuda that says that in the Braisa it's forbidden, even the Tavshal Bishul called Tzarka, and the Braisa that says permitted is going like Rav Meir. So that says Taisus, because no, maybe Behuda the stringent is only by Mazin. But we never heard but that he says that even B'shegig, that we would penalize to say that the cooked dish is forbidden. Continuing next Taisus, the Maskel Taisus begins the words of the Gemara, Kashid Rav Meir, Rav Meir. We have a contradiction in both Rav Meir and Rav Behuda. So Taisus comes to explain that from where do we know that, which is in intrinsic to the question, that the cooked dish and the hot water, that it even means regarding chaman and tavshal that were fully heated up. Because the Gemara has this contradiction that the taste of muscle is going on Rav Meir. Here in the Brisa says that the dish that was fully cooked, it's permitted. Whereas in a previous Brisa, in the beginning of the paragraph, Rav Meir says, according to Beis Hillel, then the only mayim you're allowed to do shia, but not a cooked dish. So it says taste is kam mashma. From here, it sounds like, which Tosfos had already mentioned this in the past, that he proved, it's stam chamin betavshal, when we in general mention over here in these halachas, a hot drink and a cooked dish, have a namim mevushal kotzarki, it's referring to even when it's fully cooked, where that's what we're saying, that these halachas of Shia and Chazara are going to be awesome. Why? Kadilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, but rather when we're discussing here the halachas of Shia and Chazara, it's referring to only if it's not fully cooked, then lo have a parach midi. Then there wouldn't be any question in the contradiction in the opinions of Rav Meir, because you could say very simple. The Brisa earlier was Rav Meir was talking about only a cooked dish that wasn't fully cooked. And that's where Beis Hillel says forbidden by the Tavshal. Here in the Brisa, Rav Meir is saying that it's permitted. He explicitly mentions it's specifically a Tavshal that was fully cooked. It's obviously that no, even the previous Breiser, a Meir says it's going to be forbidden to do Chazar, was talking about even if it was fully cooked, and therefore that was the Gemara's question, that is a contradiction. However, Tesis brings, as he alluded to in the previous Tesis, V'Rashba Imer, but the Rashba rejects the proof. And he says that Philly istam chamin betavshal, even if generally the when we're talking about the hot water or the cooked dish, have a beloy bishul called tzarkai, even if it's talking about that wasn't fully cooked, still park shop, but no, it would still be a contradiction. And the Gemara is asking a good question. Why? Because the habein the grufa mashma bebraisa del, because it sounds like from the previous braisa in the beginning of the parak, that when the oven is not shoveled out from the coals, they mash in klal that you cannot do shi at all in a cooked dish of a bishul kol tzarkai, even if it's fully cooked. How do we know this? They have a shor bishul kol tzarkai because had they, which is not like the braisa over here, as the Torah is about to say, because they have a shor bishul kol tzarkai, because if he would he would permit it if it was fully cooked to do shiya, even if it wasn't gar for katan, have a little farish, then he should have explained in that braisa mahin mashin, what are you allowed to do shiya be'en a grufa when it wasn't shoveled out, which you're telling me would be when it's at least in this bashal kol tzarkai, can the mefarish a grufa, like he explains by the case of when it is shoveled out, he says what are you allowed to do if he would say it's even by in a grufa at least by this bashal kol tzarkai, then he should have said it too. So obviously that he holds no, you never let it do shehiya when it's not garva kadim. It v'hacha shor remeya, but here remeya permits bishul kol tzarkai if it's fully cooked, a little bit in a grufa, even if it's not shoveled out. So therefore, says the Rashba, it's not a raya, it's a contradiction from this other part regarding when it's nisbashul kol tzarkai when it's not garva kadim. Then Taisa says that even according to the Rashba, that he explains that yes, no proof from the Gemara over here that stam when we say tavshul it's even bishul kol tzarkai. But Mekamakam there, but still says Taisa, it seems the Stam Chamin Batavshal, that when mentioned it unspecified, the hot drink and the cooked dish, Havanam Bebashal called Tzarkai, it's also talking about when it is fully cooked. How do we know this? Medibshitali Talmudah, from the fact that the Gemara takes it for granted. Demand the Asla Harzer, that whoever is the one that holds it, you now let him do Chazara. On the Chamin Batavshal, which is Beishamai, Asafel Bishal called Tzarkai, that's forbidden even if it's fully cooked. Like we find the Gemara that says regarding Rabbi Yishiyah that he also held it forbidden to Chazar on Shabbos. What was the proof? Because Rabbi Yishiyah says one time we were standing in front of Rabbi Rabba and we brought him a kumkum of chamen and we put it back in his place on Shabbos and he didn't tell us anything. Now, if you would say that Beishami, who there the pin that holds it forbidden to do Chazara on chamen, is only talking about that if it was not Bishul Kol Tzarkai, but if it was Bishul Kol Tzarkai, then they will hold it's permitted, then what would be the proof from this story? You could say that the story of Bechia was when there was Bishul called Tzarkai, where, oh, there's no Bishul over there because it's already finished. Obviously, you know that even Stam Chamin, when Beishame says, you now do Chazara, is even if it's Chokmah called Tzarkin, and they would be forbidden to Chazara. Oh, from that, the Gemara proved that obviously Rabbi Yishol is permitted to do Chazara on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, again, because those who hold it forbidden would hold it forbidden, even though it would be in the special called Tzarkin. So Tez proved that in general, when we say Chamin HaTavshel in these halachas, the intent is also for Chamin HaTavshel that were fully heated up and fully cooked. And the proof is from the fact that the Gemara asks a contradiction in the opinion of Remeir. Because if not, then what would the Gemara's question from Remeir on the previous price be? But there, Remeir doesn't say explicitly he's talking about in the special called Tzarkai. So you could say that specifically that if it wasn't fully cooked, that's what he says, forbidden to do Chazara. Whereas over here, he says it's going to be permitted. Obviously that no, because since it mentions over the Chamin HaTavshel, even if it's in the special called Tzarkai, and if it is a contradiction to what it says over here. But the Rashba refutes the proof, and he says that you could say that no, even if Stam Chamin HaTavshel is when it's not fully cooked, it's still going to be a contradiction, because if Remeir permits when it's in the special called Tzarkai, then why doesn't he say explicitly that by Bishul called Tzarkai, you're allowed to do Shia when it's not Garf? But still, Taisa says that you could still prove from the fact that the Gemara takes it for granted that whoever it is, the Beishame, that says it's forbidden to do Chazar, forbidden even in the special called Tzarkai. How do we know that? From the fact that the Gemara proves from Vaishya that he holds you allowed to do Chazara, and the Gemara doesn't reject and say no, maybe it's talking in the special called Tzarkai. Obviously, the Gemara understood that if you're not allowed to do Chazara, it's going to be Usr even if it's Chamin HaTavshel that was Nisbashal called Tzarkai. Then the next taste of Masal taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Holiket Chila Hodiyevit. Here we're talking about initially, and they were talking about after the fact, which Taisa actually comes to explain that the two terutzim that Gemara gives for the contradiction of Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, you actually need for each one the other one's answer. That is, the Gemara answered for the contradiction of Remeir, said that here the Remeir says he allowed Dushia on the Tavshal was fully cooked. It's not difficult in the previous Braisa, where Remeir said you now Dushia on the Tavshal, because the Braisa of his time of B'di Yevit, where if you already did it, then it's going to be permitted to eat it. But the previous braisa says it's forbidden. It's talking about like that, yeah, you now do shehiya initially, even on the tavshil nisbashel called zarkai, if it's on the kira. Now, Taisa says, but the truth is, loisage b'hayshin, it's not really sufficient what the answer the Gemara gives to resolve the contradiction or mayor. Because the hal le'el, there's another element over here. Because in that first braisa, shari mayor stam chami mayor permits, in general, a hot water drink to have yafil lehochma called zarkin. That's even if it wasn't fully cooked, a fili ketchila, and that's even initially, how do you know it's not even fully cooked? Because we explain when it mentions chama tavshil, it's both nisbashel called zarkin and not, and that he permits even the ketchila, as we're saying, that's hal ketchila. Over there in that first braisa, and here in this braisa, where we're saying he's talking about the b'di'evid, he says that the hot water that's not fully cooked is also even b'di'evid. So el tzarch l'shnu yikin mishani akasha debhudis. It says actually, what you have to answer even for a mayor is the same answer the Gemara gives for the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion, which is this that Rabbi Meir permits the chamen that wasn't fully cooked, even like a tchila, is bikruv v'ketuma. Because that Bryce is talking about where it shoveled out or covered the ashes with ashes on the coals. Ha, over here, where he says forbidden even the Evid by the hot water that wasn't fully cooked, that's Bishayna Grufa, because the coals weren't shoveled out. There's no blech. Now, same thing says Taisa actually about the Rebbe Huda Namitzarach Lishanoid. Actually, for Rebbe Huda's resolution of his contradiction, you also need the same answer we give over here by Meir of Halakat Chila, that there's a Malakat Chila, and Hod the Evid here is after the fact. Why? Because when it's not shoveled out with the coals, in that previous brayse it says forbidden, even a hot drink that was fully cooked, and v'hachashar here permits it, and the rabbi, you have to say, that you could answer, that was talking about that l'ketchila, and how the evid, and the other one is talking about b'di'evid, and therefore it's the same type of resolution, that there where he says forbidden is l'ketchila, and here where he says permitted is after the fact. Turn next taste of mask that begins the words of the Gemara of Ivishamai. If someone violated and he did shiya, what's the halacha? Which taste can explain what is the question is regarding bemezid or b'shogeg, which that is related to Rashi who says bemezid. That's what taste discusses. Where the Gemara asked the question as taste quotes, if someone violated and he did shiya, which according to Rashi the word over sounds like and taste discussed that regarding deliberately on a kira that did not have a blech, that was not garif, did the rabbis penalize him that he cannot eat the chamen or the tafsel? Now, but Tosfos says, but the lay bashal kamecha ben dosoi, to say that it's talking about if the food was not cooked, even kamecha ben dosoi, lekalokum, you can't explain that's the Gemara's question. The gvar pashal deli isur, the Gemara already resolved it, that it's prohibited, which it was a prohibited shi'iyah, and Kirav Nachman Yitzchak, like if Nachman Yitzchak said that, he said even not even b'mezid, even by mistake, it's going to be forbidden, because we penalize shaygot amezid. So that wouldn't be a viable question. It appears to the re, the question is regarding actually if it is fully cooked. Ubishagin was done by mistake. Because the question is about Ibid Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that a cooked dish that was fully cooked, it's forbidden, the tavshli medievid. It's in his opinion that we're asking, because Avakav de'in Allah Rabbi Yehuda, although Allah is not Rabbi Yehuda, even so the Gemara is asking according to him, if that we say that it's forbidden after the fact. Even a dish that's fully cooked, but the more cooked, the better it gets. Is that dafka b'mezid? Is that specifically if one deliberately left it on without a blech? That's the Gemara's question. When we say of a v'shah, the question is, not like Rashi says it, but the question is it even going to be forbidden, even if one does it by mistake? On that, the Gemara brings a proof from the story of Rabbi Yosi, that he said it's going to be forbidden. Now, mashmalei, the Gemara understands that story, although the eggs that were left on were left on by mistake, and that's what being a riot, that even by mistake it's going to be awesome. How do we know it's talking about over there by mistake? And they come from the fact that the words were said over there is v'nishtahu, that the eggs that get oiskekach, that get better as they cook, overcooked, that they were left, and the Gemara assumes that he made it forbidden for them for that Shabbos, v'lo kama v'shihu, doesn't say that they lifted on in an active way deliberately. No, even by mistake. So therefore that was supposed to resolve the Gemara's question. But umiyu, however, Taisa does say, as Rashi says, that Lashon of Vishah, the wording of the Gemara's question that he was over and he shah, Mashbib Mezer actually sounds like no, that the question is if someone deliberately did it. Come on, as we find over Vilasha regarding a Gemara elsewhere that says, and she violated and she needed it, the Pesachim, where that's clearly that she did it deliberately. So, Vayim Rashbam, so that's Taisa's question, and that, therefore that's how Rashi says Bemezer, but Taisa seems to say that the as his interpreter. The reason is that it's talking about it, even b'shaygi it was the question. Now, Vayimer Rashba, the Rashba says that even according to the interpretation of the Ri, that the question is according to Yehuda, and it's talking about that it was fully cooked, and it was left on by mistake, and that we're asking, even by the Evid, would he say it's going to be us or not, but says clearly the Rashba, the Kaidim Gzeribayu. This whole question was before the Gzeira, if it's going to say it's even going to be us or even if you did it by mistake by the Evid. Because the Achre Gzeira, after the Gzeira, which the Gemara mentions, that pshit the asa b'shaygi k'mememez, then obviously it would be forbidden by mistake, just like it's forbidden when you do it deliberately, as the Bryce explains, because when they started having people doing it deliberately and they said, we forgot, so they penalized even by mistake. So obviously the question over here was before that gzera of the Bryce, which said it's even going to be when you did it b'shaygi. Continue next Tais Dev Masa, that begins with the words of the Gemara, loy, l'shabbos haba, no, that was talking about for the next Shabbos. Tais explains that this whole sugi is told about by a kira that's not gar for katan. The Gemara rejected the raya that from Rabbi Yisi that he said that the eggs that get overcooked that you left on the kira that's going to be also on that Shabbos. No, that's talking about for the next Shabbos. It wasn't b'di'evid after the fact. Talking about that he said that next Shabbos you shouldn't be doing this. But could be the eggs from that Shabbos are actually permitted. So Tais says, kula sugi b'she'in agrufa. The whole topic will be talking about when the coals were not shoveled out. Because if it was shoveled out, there is no amayra that said forbidden to do shehiyam when it's mistamik v'yafalai. And obviously it wouldn't be us or b'di'evid, because if it's shoveled out, there's nothing to do chita on. And kedibishas lel, just like we said previously in the Dirimaskil I Amrit Bishlema. Now, Taisis says that the Gemara here that's discussing regarding a cure that's not grufa, and that's the Gemara's question, do we say that the cooked dish that was left on, is it asa b'di'evid or not? So it's Taisa v'hainu k'rav. And that's going like Rav, the asa l'el min stamik v'yafalai, that he says it is initially asr to go ahead and cook something on for to leave it on for Shabbos, if the more you cook it, the better it's going to be. And that's the question, that after the fact, what the halacha is going to be on a case of mitzamik v'yafalai, that's going according to Rav.